Hey, it's TJ, and my sweet wife, Jody, said to me the other day, "Hey, since you're such a big shot with Cozy Earth, why don't you get me one of those Luxe bathrobes?" And I said, "I would love to, my treasure." And you know, since I'm Cozy Earth's best influencer, I get that big 41% discount on everything they have at Cozy Earth. You'll get that same discount just because you know me. Just make sure you use my name, TJ, as the code when you go to tjriggins.com/deals. The name TJ lets them know that you're with me and you get that big 41% discount. And everything at Cozy Earth is luxurious.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have extra funny with TJ and Riggins.
So Lindsay has a big day today, so she may not be here for both segments of extra funny because she might have to skedaddle. Today is watch day at her daughter's dance school.
Yeah. I'm more excited than anyone there because it's pretty comical and cute, but also really funny. So
now being a former professional dancer and all that, do you judge the children on how well they're dancing and all of that? You criticize in your head?
I knew what you were going to ask me before you said it, because the answer is yes.
You do.
Yeah. Someone a long time ago, one of my dance coaches, told me, "You're going to know if your daughter is going to be good at dance at a very young age. You're going to know by like 3. And I'm like, "Am I?" So, you know, I was excited, and now watching, she's almost 5, and I'm like, "Am I?" You know,
it's not hitting yet.
It's cute. They get, you know, they get their little costumes and they're cute in them, but they don't, you know, they don't do much. But.
Now, does she love it like you did at that age, or she just does it because it's just fun?
She likes to go be social.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is, and I'm just going to say it because it's true, I was good. And I don't mean watching back videos. I never watched the teacher like from, you know, on the side of the, you know, all the kids watch. Never did that. Memorized all the dances at 5 years old. Did my own thing. I was pretty good. I mean, I never would admit that younger, but, you know, she's okay.
Yeah, she doesn't have that. Those instincts and stuff, you know, it's like looking at a little kid, you know, you can tell whether, I don't know if you can tell whether they're going to be a good or bad athlete at that young of an age, but you can tell if they're really going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
My little friend Jenny has like one of her nephews. She has, 5 nephews, and one of them at a very young age is just like drilling those hot shot basketball things at arcades and, you know, stuff like that, like at 3 or 4 years old. I mean, just, but he's not, you know, the type of kid that goes around, "I'm going to be a basketball player," and all that. So they put him in basketball when he got a little older. And I mean, just natural at it. I mean, you can't teach some of the things that he knew at such a young age. So I guess it's the same thing with dance.
Same thing. And this child has the ability to, she's got like really good hand-eye coordination, really good at like throwing the basketball. She'll make the goal and the little basketball thing. And she's really good at those type sports. And it's crushing me. It's crushing me.
Well, I mean, her dad is an athlete, so she got that from him.
Yeah, it's just.
Now, your son might be the best ballet dancer you've ever met.
And that's all I can hope for, is that somebody in this family other than me can you know, break it down.
So you would put your son in ballet?
Listen, if he's into it and wants to do it and he's good, let's go. Figure skating in the Olympics, let's go. Like, you know, but he's not going to be, I can already tell.
Yeah, he already seems too rough.
Yes, tackling people on the playground. Yeah, he's but it's killing me that D is like really good at basketball, and I don't know.
So why is that? Because are you worried that she's going to be masculine and not care about makeup and all those fun things that you always wanted a daughter to be?
Yeah, like I have a boy. Like yeah. I was hoping she would kind of be into what I'm into. And, you know, now I'm realizing when people are like, let your kids don't live vicariously through them and make them do what you like. But it does kind of sting a little bit because I had hoped for that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I mean, she is into makeup and all that. Maybe she'll be both.
Yeah.
You know?
I do see what you're saying. I just.
Like a lipstick lesbian?
Yeah.
It would crush me more for her to be more into that than for Brooks to be more into dance. Does that make sense?
Not in my mind, but I see where you're coming from because, yeah, if my son would have wanted to, and say what you want, it's my shortcomings or whatever, but if my son wanted to be in ballet, I probably would have felt like since I was an athlete growing up and all that, I had been hit with a dagger.
Right.
You know.
Really?
Right in my cod piece.
You know, some athletes did, is that right? The football players took ballet?
Yeah, Lynn Swann, one of the most famous wide receivers in the NFL history. His mom was a ballet teacher, and so she taught him that stuff. But I mean, it's rare. It's rare.
It's rare.
Yeah. And then if they do get into ballet, it's because they've already established themselves as athletes, and they do it to enhance their game.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Whereas if my son had just always done ballet and tap and all the other stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
But we'll see how it goes. I mean, she's still young, so she might blow me away today.
Yeah. But look at that Mario Lopez. He was in dance classes and stuff from the time he was little bitty toddler. Mm-hmm. And he's masculine.
That Saved by the Bell episode where he was doing the bar work. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. That was an episode. You're right. Mm-hmm. That's a good memory, Lindsay. That one episode of Saved by the Bell.
Well, I mean, if it was about dance, he was probably you know, all up in it.
The one where AC Slater takes ballet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true. With Jesse. Yeah.
And always remember when we talk about him, Ace hated him.
Ace hated Mario Lopez with a passion.
Did he really?
Yeah, and he couldn't really say why. He just says, just see his face on TV and just want to
hate him.
Is it because he played a good wrestler on Saved by the Bell? And he wanted to be him?
No, it was because I think Ace thought he didn't, and I don't think he does either, have as much talent to get as many big gigs as he gets, you know, hosting all these TV shows and everything like that.
It's because he's attractive.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, certainly a big part of it is that he's very good looking. But it was definitely the hosting abilities that he most commonly brought up. He's like, he's not a good host. Yeah.
And he seems fake.
He seems fake.
Yeah. Fake. So, yeah, that was one of them he just couldn't stand.
Yeah. The weirdest one.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we would always bring it up just to aggravate him.
Yeah.
Get him going.
Yeah. Guess who's hosting? It's Mario Lopez, Ace. I don't care. I don't care what y'all say. I don't like him.
Why is he on NBC doing the Thanksgiving Day parade?
Yeah.
Why they got him up there?
Yeah. We made a good point every once in a while that. That is true. Why do we need Mario Lopez hosting the Thanksgiving Day parade?
Well, because they want to see someone attractive. I mean, that's what it all comes down to. But
yeah.
Good for him. He's but I've a nice guy, right?
No, I've always heard that he's not that nice.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah. Like he was married to a Louisiana girl. I think it was his first marriage. Allie Landry.
Yeah.
Her name. And I always heard that he did her wrong.
Cheated on her.
Yeah. Early on the thing is what they say. I don't know for sure.
On the honeymoon, right? That was the story.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Mm-hmm.
Well, young love, you know what you got to do.
Yeah.
So true, Lindsay. So true.
And then he and I guess it's the wife that he's with now. They had a reality show, didn't they, at one point?
I don't remember.
I think they did.
So. They're always dancing on TikTok. And I mean, they're a good looking couple. She's obviously hot.
Because I know that one of the topics one time, I'm pretty sure this is where it came from, their reality show, where they were discussing how he's uncircumcised.
Oh, really?
And that they weren't going to circumcise their son. I think that's where that came from.
I missed that episode.
Well, I get alerts.
I did.
Yeah. Whenever there's, whenever the topic is PPs,
just pops up.
Yeah.
Don't miss this.
Hey, they're talking about penises.
Mario Lopez's wiener.
More extra funny next.
There's so many specialty cookie stores out there now, but none of them can compete with Molly B's. No matter which cookie you order, after one bite, you'll want to try them all. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and click the link to save 10% off your next Molly B's order. Again, that's tjriggins.com/deals for Molly B's.
Now Trending is sponsored by Tico Socks, one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands on the planet. They make socks for all your adventures. Save 15% off your Tico Socks order at tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout. It's Tico Socks.
Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Yes, welcome. Today's Friday, right?
Yes, it is.
We've all day long. About to hit the weekend, man.
Hell yeah. Get out of here.
Riggins, where'd you go?
Where'd I go?
I don't know. I don't see you.
Turn your camera back on.
You know what? My computer battery died. That's why you're not seeing me.
I was like, where are you at?
I just had to plug in. Sorry.
No, you're good.
Yeah. Lindsay is hiding her gayness today because she's in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it in the closet.
In the closet.
Has that mirror always been right where it is over there?
No, I'm doing something to my closet, so I had to move it. Mm-hmm. But also, anyway, I just read something on Instagram where this little kid, he died from his little suction cup bowl got stuck to the mirror, and he was pulling it off, and it fell on him. So now I'm paranoid about that, so I'm going to mount it wall over here.
Anything hanging on the wall that's heavy or a shelf or something, like if you got a cabinet that goes from the floor up, you're supposed to put anchor bolts in it, anchor mm-hmm. bracket things.
Because they get in this closet. I mean, not all the time, but if they're in here, I'm just terrified now. So, okay. Anyway, yeah. It's a work in progress.
When are you going to have your workspace in the man cave? How's that going?
It's not going well. it's not going swiftly, but it will happen.
Now, do you have to wait until the remodel is done in the basement, or could you go ahead and set up your little spot?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and set up my spot, and I think within the month, I'll be down there.
Now, are you going to do it when he's not home, and then when he comes home, it'll just be done? Or are you going to tell him, I'm doing that tomorrow or whatever, because he doesn't want you down there?
I'm doing it. So he has a lot of work trips going up. And when he comes home, I'm going to be like, oh, my God, look. It's so cute. Yeah.
You love it, right?
I have to order a lot of things.
Oh, even better.
I'm also waiting till he's gone for that. So within the month, he'll be gone pretty much all of it. So I'll I'll do my work.
Oh, God.
It's going to be great. So, I'm getting a new little desk down there. It's going to be pink.
So not only does he not want her in the only space in the house that he can call his, the man room in the basement, and she's infiltrating it. He doesn't want that. And he also doesn't want her spending a bunch of money on stuff. So he's going to get a double kick in the gut.
That's right.
When he goes out of town for work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's going to order furniture and all this stuff and then take over part of his basement.
I like the way you're handling this, Lindsay. I love it.
I want it set up to where I look like a businesswoman. Like I want two chairs, a cute rug, and a desk. Like I could have meetings in there. I want it to look professional.
Okay. Yeah. Strictly for the when you're on video from home with the show. You're not setting it up to actually start a separate business that you're going to have meetings and all in. It's a set, basically. You're building a TV set. Okay.
Yep. Nobody's going to be sitting in those chairs, but they're going to be cute.
Yeah. And you're going to keep the children out of them? Because, they'll get them dirty. Those children they'll take over everything if you let them. Children are little parasites.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have nothing.
Mm-mm.
I just told Kyle that last night. I was eating Sour Patch Kids kind of more closer to their bedtime.
Yeah.
And they came in there, Mom, we want something. Like, I can't eat anything.
Well, that's why they show those commercials where the mom sneaks into the bathroom to eat the Pepperidge Farm cookies and stuff, those Milano cookies.
Yep.
Yeah. You have to.
Mm-hmm.
It's not right.
A mom can get away with that, sneaking, hiding,
eating food that she doesn't want to share with the children. A dad cannot.
Yeah.
The mom will throw a guilt trip on the dad so hard if he does that. Give them some. What are you? You're not giving them any of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same way that women can say for Mother's Day that they want to, you know, just go relax somewhere and quiet, peace and quiet, take the kids and, you know, whatever. But a guy can never say that. It's like, you don't want to be with your children on Father's Day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've said that.
Yeah. But I can't imagine. I can easily see Jody sneaking food. And, well, I mean, sure. Keeping candy in her nightstand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But. She always has a good reason because y'all eat everything.
Yeah.
If I don't, y'all eat everything. I told her the other day, I said, hey, you buy the stuff and bring it home as groceries. Mm-hmm. So if you are going to, you have a certain amount in your mind that we're allowed to eat at and how long we have to eat it. Cause it's like, I just bought those.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. I don't think you did just buy them.
Yeah.
But anyway, I said, why don't you just go in there and write on everything in the pantry what we are allowed to eat and when and how much?
That would help.
Go do that, please.
Note. Yeah.
Because I was aggravating the crap out of her because I figured out what she does. Because we're trying to follow the organic stuff and all that. So getting sweet treats is a hard thing. If you get something sweet that tastes good,
yeah,
that is approved on the organic list, you know, it's hard. So what she's done, now tell me how diabolical this is. She has three or four different sweet treat things in the pantry. And guess what they all are consist of?
Coconut.
Yeah,
she told me about this.
I hate coconut.
Yeah, she did it. She does it on purpose.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I didn't know she told y'all that because she acted like she didn't to me when I said, I figured out what you've done. She goes, but you would eat everything if I did. So I don't have any sweet treats that are on the list.
I'm so sorry.
None.
Oh, no.
And she keeps coming in with all this stuff, and it's, you know, big Costco bags of coconut and dark chocolate. And well, she came in with something the other day, because the part I don't like about coconut, I love the flavor. I don't like the strings chewing on the coconut.
The texture.
Yeah. Well, even at that, when you're biting on the strings, it releases a different flavor than if you're just eating or drinking something with coconut flavor in it. Well, she brought these little, they look like those rolled tortilla chips, kind of like a tostita.
Takis.
Yeah, but they're not. They're coconut little kind of sweet treats.
Okay.
But they're rolled like that and crisp.
Like straws.
Yeah.
Okay. Yum.
But they don't have coconut, actual strings of coconut in them.
They just flavor.
Yeah. And I could not wait. I said, you know what? I said, I like these new coconut things that you got. They are delicious. And she goes, well, great.
Well, great. Like a one thing.
Oh, great.
I guess those will be gone tomorrow. So I did something yesterday. I was like, you know what? Maybe my taste has changed. You know, they say that happens. Let me see if I can eat one of her little, it's a diet version of of a Mounds bar.
That's what she was telling me about.
Yeah, the Unreal is the thing. And I said, I'm going to eat one of those. And if I like it, I am going to rub it in her face that I like it.
Yeah,
and I took a bite of it. Like they're small, fun size. So I took a bite, half of it, I guess. And I chewed it for a couple of seconds. And I was like, how's that? And then all of a sudden it hit me. And I was like, ugh.
Couldn't even pull it off.
Like, no. I can't even play.
See, if you really wanted to do it, you could have swallowed it and made your point.
Yeah,
if you're a real man,
mm-hmm.
Proving a point there.
Yeah, but I was only going to do that, though, if I actually liked it. I was going to go.
Why not? That would have been fun either way.
Well, that stuff's expensive.
Yeah.
And you eat it so fast. Like, y'all think that it can't sit in the pantry for a day.
Yeah.
Don't bring it in.
Yeah, we hungry.
If you don't want us to eat it, don't buy it.
Yeah.
But we're throwing away with this organic stuff.
Yeah. Like, I'm hungry. I'm hungry.
Yeah, that was funny.
Eat a pickle.
Is that what she says?
Because she don't like those. Yeah. That's why she wants you to eat the pickle.
Yeah, eat a pickle.
That's funny. Oh, so Jody. No, not really. No, I guess not.
I don't know why she does that.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins. What is new radio? New radio is podcast. Listen to new shows every weekday, starting at 8 Eastern, 7 Central.
Dude, people who are doing podcasts, they know what's up.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new TJRiggins.com. Sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at TJRiggins.com.
Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from Liqueur are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. Liqueur is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks, and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout.
Skoni spikeless golf shoes are the ultimate blend of style, comfort, and functionality. At tjriggins.com/deals, get the best deal you'll find anywhere. 15% off with code TJ. Skoni, perfect for on and off the course. Redefining golf footwear with innovative design, exceptional performance, and all-day comfort. Remember, get 15% off at tjriggins.com/deals using code TJ.